This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
People are funny with other people's money, man. Like, hey, hadn't Bregman made enough? Hadn't Bregman made enough money yet? Hasn't he made enough? Like, I don't know. They've all made enough.
Yeah, they've
know?
All.
Like, enough for what?
You're right, right. But it's, they're human beings, you know?
Yeah.
More money is usually a good thing.
I don't begrudge anybody.
So, yes, money can cause all kinds of distractions and whatnot, but if you handle it properly.
And solve a lot of problems,
you know
too.
The analogy I've been using, Sean?
What's that?
To try to explain that, like, okay, look, money won't create happiness, but it sure does. If you have all the things in place to be happy, it sure can. Pour some gas
Turn
on that
the volume
happiness.
Up. Yeah. I'm with you on
so
that.
So if you're like, if you work your butt off to get rich, and you never get that fuel for happiness, like finding out what your purpose is in life and your goals and forming relationships and everything, then all of a sudden you get rich and it's like you buy a Ferrari, but you got no gasoline to fuel the Ferrari.
Exactly.
And then you're miserable.
Yep.
And then you think that what you got to do is buy another Ferrari.
That's right.
That's what I need. Then I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you still have no gas.
For any of
like,
it.
Hey, right, right.
Yeah.
Whereas if you can stockpile so much gas with so little money right now relative to the cost of a Ferrari. So all those little things are just, you know, getting your life in order before you make that money. Then the money can make you happy.
Bingo. Yes. All right, let's get to...
My ribs hurt so much.
Let's get to...
So much pain.
You got this, man.
I'll be fine.
93 minutes. You got this.
I think I broke... I've never felt like my ribs shifting before like this.
Dude.
I think I broke it.
All right, be safe, man.
No, I won't.
All
let's
right.
do this.
Five
I hate
reasons,
you, Buffalo.
Well, this you're in a good
let's
frame of mind
this.
To start
yeah,
hating.
I'm agitated.
Yeah, you're in pain. Five reasons I hate you, Buffalo edition. Here we go. Number five. If they had just made this field goal last year... We might have all been spared of another corny-ass Kansas City Super Bowl win.
Tyler Bass will try a 44-yard field goal to tie. The wind at his back. The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up and no good. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed a field goal. Wide right. Jubilation for the Chiefs sideline.
No, definitely. Yeah, that's where you can see the look on my face. Don't ever tell me the announcer doesn't make a difference. Well, radio's different than
Kevin
TV.
Kevin Harlan's awesome.
Kevin Harlan's the best.
So
he's incredible. But back to the original point. If Tyler Bass makes that field goal, they're at least going to overtime, and there's a chance we don't have to endure this run of cornball Mahomes and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, Taylor
they've
Swift.
Had their, they've been there.
Travis
they've been knocking
Kelsey.
At the door. They've had multiple opportunities to do it, and they just haven't been able to do it.
No.
So, yeah, the entire league is angry for you.
Yes. Yeah.
Not to mention Stephon Diggs dropped the pass. Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
So that's number five. You guys, because of Buffalo, we are still subjected to this reign of terror of Kansas City. Number four, Mitchell Trubisky is on this team. Remember Mitchell Trubisky, the number two overall pick in the 2017 draft, who actually won a fair number of games in Chicago despite Mitchell Trubisky. If he was that good, Chicago would have held on to him. Instead, he leaves. He goes to Buffalo to be a backup.
Mm-hmm.
He threw eight passes in 2021. And all we heard about Mitchell Trubisky was how much he had matured and how much he had developed.
It's like
I would look at each other and go, he doesn't play. What the hell?
What the hell do you know about what he can do in
Kansas? Yeah, and then he gets a nice bag from the Steelers for a couple years. Turns out he still sucks at football.
Mm-hmm.
He's awful, and guess where he is? Guess where he's back to now?
He's back in Buffalo.
Back in Buffalo being Josh Allen's caddy.
Mm.
Being his dry cleaner, picker-upper guy.
He could have been Sam Darnold instead.
Yeah.
He's this.
Mitchell Trubisky just bothers me. I feel like you get upset
about Trubisky because your sons grew up in Chicago, but they weren't Bears fans, and they had your listen to everybody gushing about Bisky, right?
And in the dorkiest way.
Yeah.
Bisky! Oh, yeah! We got our guy Bisky!
Yeah, they hated any commentator that didn't really see the truth about Bisky, that he was the savior.
So mad.
Yeah.
So mad at their Chicago friends. So Mitchell Trubisky, for me, is a reason to hate the Buffalo Bills. Number three, this will be here now and forever, anytime a team from Houston plays the Bills. But I know there's a lot of you old school Oiler fans out there, old school Oiler fans that remember 35-3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just
it sounds like an insurmountable lead, Sean.
Meat and potatoes. It does sound insurmountable. It turned out on a given day, January 3rd, 1993, not insurmountable.
This is what you need to know about Bills fans, all right? So I grew up in the area. I was a Bills fan myself one day. I'm reformed. Had those tattoos removed. But the hard way, back before they knew how to do it safely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Just sliced
cut
the skin
out of me.
Off.
Yeah. So I was at my girlfriend's house. And I think I was, I was a senior in high school. And her stepfather, whose name was Bruce Smith. He was a Bills fan. And after the first half of that game, he was just disgusted with the Bills. So, like, oh, that's it. Like, oh, we're not going to watch this game. And I had to go watch it up in my girlfriend's room. Which, by that point in the relationship, I didn't want to be up in her room.
Oh, really?
She's
okay.
Just gonna want say
that.
Out
I remember
me.
Like, some of my old girlfriends. I'm like, that's not so bad.
Get the hell out of here. Yeah. But he abandoned his team. Didn't even watch the second
his
half.
His name
didn't
was
even
Bruce
see the
Smith.
Combat. Yeah, even though his name was Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever date any girls named, you know, last name Kelly or Reed or
exclusively? Yeah. I would only go after women whose parents had the same names as Bill's players.
Dad's name was Daryl Talley. It's amazing. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. 35-3, man. That was a rough day. Rockets made up for it. They won a championship the next year, next 2 years actually. After
well, that was okay. Is that dynamic the multi-sport? This is an interesting spot where, for the first time in a long time, Houston sports fans are not going to be distracted by baseball while they also are taking in their football.
That is fair. Yeah.
I wonder if that factors out into the environment at home. There's going to be a lot of Bills fans there. They travel really well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Astros wouldn't have played on Sunday this weekend.
Right, no, but the sum total of it, though, is people are spending money to go to baseball games.
Oh, I see
games,
what you're saying.
Or
yeah.
they've only got so much time to watch during the week.
The pure sports focus.
Yeah, so like how much you can focus your energy in that direction. It's all Texans until the Rockets begin.
Interesting wrinkle. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
You should bang your head more often. That's a really good point.
I just, yeah. We shouldn't even bring it up. I like every time you bring it up, I feel like I'm going to fall out of my chair.
I won't bring it up anymore.
But still check on me.
Yeah, no, I've got you, dude. Number two, five reasons I hate you.
Do I sound concussed at all?
You don't. You sound fine.
All right.
Yeah, you sound good.
Maybe it knocked some
text
sense
in.
Back
how does
into
Seth
me.
Sound? Yeah. So we've got number five, Buffalo missing field goals allowed Kansas City to win a Super Bowl. Number four, Mitch Trubisky, it's trash. Number three, the Bills beat the Oilers 35. They came back from 35-3 in the playoffs. Number two, Brian Gain is their assistant GM. I don't really know Brian Gain. I've heard good things. I've heard he's a nice guy. He was kind of a passive GM here.
Incredibly passive.
He made like no moves here.
He's like laying on his back with a sheet over himself.
Anti-Casario.
Yeah. He did zero moves on draft day.
Zero moves on draft day, literally. And this is why he drafted Kahale Waring,
mm-hmm.
which might be the worst pick in NFL history.
Ah, Possibly.
Cajale wearing in the third round. Remember how many teams hot potatoed him?
Yeah, he was such a tease.
He got hot potatoed by like five teams in 10 days after the Texans cut him.
I can't imagine what it was about him that he showed up and teams were like, no.
Dude.
Like, it's like kind of like you got a date from Bumble or something, and 3 minutes into it, like, no, we're not a fit. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, he got cut by the Texans. He hung around here for a couple of years. He looked like $1 million walking around practice
field. The biggest thing about Brian Gain was some of the Bills players that he brought into Houston. Remember that? Who was the big old planet-sized offensive lineman who was awful in bustle?
Chantrell Henderson.
Chantrell Henderson, and he was awful here, but it was like...
They made him the starting right
tackle. Yeah. There were a couple guys like that.
Their starting tackles in 2018 were Julion Davenport and Chantrell Henderson.
All right. Now I'm getting worked up about Brian Gain.
About Brian Gain. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right. This is annoying me.
Good.
This is really annoying me.
Texans wave Cajale wearing August 23rd, 2021. He got picked up by the Patriots the next day, waved 3 days later. Got picked up by the Colts the day after that, waved 3 days later. Got picked up by the Bills and signed to their practice squad.
He's on
four teams in a week.
Did he tell, like, inappropriate jokes or something?
He's groping people? I have no idea.
What the hell?
I have no idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, all right, last one. Number one, the head coach of this team, this is Five Reasons I Hate You, Sean McDermott, is super awkward and thinks that the 9/11 terrorists were a great example of teamwork making the dream work.
That's right. Yeah, he used a very ill-advised analogy once in trying to get his team prepared. It was several years ago, but it was brought up again last year.
It was brought up in a Tyler Dunn series of what McDermott probably felt were like hit pieces. It was like a long-form three-part series on what an a-hole Sean McDermott was.
Tyler Dunn's funny because he'll write these pieces where people have named, like, Tyler Dunn, especially when he wrote the one about Aaron Rodgers, there were not anonymous quotes. There were quotes by active players who put their names on it.
Right.
But the knee-jerk reaction from people is, oh, sure, you bring up a bunch of anonymous quotes. And Tyler Dunn's like, no, it was, like, at least in the Aaron Rodgers one, this was not anonymous.
Right.
It felt like the Bills one came with a lot of, McDermott was very much on the hot seat. This year is his biggest challenge in terms of replacing a whole bunch of leadership and good players, not to mention Stephon Diggs. And through the first three games of the season, it looked incredible. Then they fell back to earth versus the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that game watching, it was one of those things where, all right, a couple little twists of fate, and it could have been much different. The Bills were driving until they tried their fake play, and it just ended up blowing up in their faces again.
Yep.
So I'm not sitting here thinking like, oh, now we've seen the real Bills.
No.
They are a very potentially formidable force.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if they
still haven't seen the real Texans,
even it, right
in a bad way.
We hope we haven't. I hope this isn't the real Texans that we've seen so far. I'm cool with the record. I'm just not cool with the aesthetics of the whole thing. But yeah, Sean McDermott, man, giving a speech to his team and was like, "Hey, remember those terrorists on the plane and Mohammed Atta and all his boys?" Talking about the teamwork and how they executed their plan.
It's one of those things that, like, if you're talking about it, analyzing it, and what have you, everything he said was probably true. You know, it is like I understand what he was saying, but in choosing that to be your motivational analogy,
right?
That's like, you got to just sometimes step back, dude, and say just because it's true doesn't mean it's appropriate.
Correct.
I mean, if any of you have ever actually successfully lasted in a long-term relationship, you learn at some point, just because it's true doesn't mean I have to say it.
You're in a room with literally probably like 90 people when you count staff and players in there. And there's an excellent chance that there's multiple people in there who are at most like 1 degree removed from somebody that died in the 9/11 plane crashes and the towers coming down. All right, Lisa Ann, our dear friend. We've not talked fantasy football with her yet this year. She's not making the rounds like she used to doing Fantasy Football Fridays. But a special little kind of one-time-only reunion here with our friend Lisa Ann's going to jump on with us here shortly. So we'll talk with her in the next segment. If you want to text in, send in Stardom Sit'ems fantasy questions for old time's sake. Looking forward to catching up with Lisa Ann. And that is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.